Jen, welcome to the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Kelly.
Hey, before we talk about the title of this new book, which kind of gives everything away, I gave a little bit of snippet there to start off the show, but talk about your background a little bit. You're from Magnolia, correct?
Yes, I live in Magnolia. My hometown's Milford. We did grow up in Harrington a little bit, but we graduated from Milford High School, my sister and I. So we're kind of central Delaware.
Now, you've written, I'm just looking at your background, you've written all kinds of stories for Delaware and your hometown community. You currently work as the public relations coordinator for the Delaware Farm Bureau, helping tell the stories there of farmers and ranchers in the first state. So really, you have to be a storyteller anyway, right? Even in your job.
That's right. I've been a storyteller for as long as I can remember, and I spent several glorious years working in local media as a journalist for the Delaware State News and Milford Chronicle, and now it's such a great opportunity to be able to focus my stories on agriculture. There's just so many stories out there that I enjoy telling, which is why I am now a children's author.
Yeah, and telling stories about farmers and ranchers here in Delaware, you just have to get down to the nitty-gritty, just like I'm assuming you have to do in this first children's book. You've branched out into the realm of writing children's book. You said in your press release that I got that it's always been a dream. Talk about that a little bit. Why children's books?
I love reading to children. I love telling them stories. My husband and I have three kids of our own. They are currently all under 10, almost all under 11. And we just love watching their faces light up. You know, when you get to tell them a new adventure or even lead them out, you know, in the forest on a hike, anything that's a new adventure for them is so exciting. So to be able to branch out and expand that and tell kids all over the world, you know, these new adventures is just, it is a dream come true, you know, especially when you get to add a little bit of humor in there. And not only do you get to lead them on a new adventure, but you get to make them laugh. I think we underestimate the power of laughter and newness, especially with, you know, all things COVID related. So it's just a joy to be able to give them those adventures.
You know, I don't have children, and I still love to hear the sound of children's laughter. It just brightens my day. Jen, let's tell people the name of your new book, and then to go into some detail about it.
So I have two new books. The main one, if you will, is The Music Man, Our Rootin' Tootin' Hero. And that's really a biography about my grandfather, Norman Joseph Joe Lear Sr. And he just passed away in June, I think it was, and his passing was really difficult for us as a family and for us as a community in Milford. Granddad had founded the Milford Community Band, which 30 years later is still thriving, even though COVID is a thing right now and they can't, you know, practice as much as they'd like. But just for him to have that kind of impact on a community, you know, people travel from three states away to be able to practice and perform with this group of amazing musicians who are, you know, all different backgrounds, all different ages. It's just an amazing legacy that, you know, we want to help lift up, and we want to help continue that legacy as much as we can. So the writing of the book was part healing. You know, writing stories and telling stories has a very therapeutic aspect to it, as I'm sure you know. But it also was a chance to give Granddaddy the opportunity to share his love for music one more time, and to share it with youth. You know, everything he did was about music, was about people, God, and, you know, helping kids find a new passion.
So he founded the Milford Community Band 30 years ago. Of course, the Milford Community Band and its offshoot ensembles continue to play their favorite tunes to this day. How long, Jen, did it take you to come up with the title, The Music Man, Our Rootin' Tootin' Hero? Who helped you with that?
Well, I'd like to say my experience helped me with that. Somebody else asked me, how long did it take to even write the book? And I guess the best answer there is it took a lifetime to live and about a month to write. the title itself, you know, everybody in Milford knows Granddaddy Joe as the Music Man. If they knew him, he was the Music Man. So that was a no-brainer almost. Of course, there are many books and movies about other music men, music people. So I wanted to make sure that we were distinguishing from the Milford Music Man and all those other wonderful musicians as well. So we put in our rootin' tootin' hero because he was a horn player and he would always root everybody on to. So it was just a great, great way to tie everything together.
I got you. We're talking, in case you're late to the show, we want to remind everybody we're talking to local author Jennifer Antonick from Magnolia, talking about her new children's book, The Music Man, Our Rootin' Tootin' Hero. The book allows youth to encounter a few instruments and words and pictures in a way that they may not otherwise experience until they're a little bit older. Young readers will learn about community and take a visual tour of the tuba, the trombone, even the guitar. They'll also learn about the banjo, the harmonica, the trumpet, and the bells. Have your own children read this book?
Yes. Well, they were the first ones that had the opportunity to read it when I was finished writing.
Gotcha. And what was the general consensus? I'm sure they had something to say about it.
Well, when I first read it about halfway through, our youngest daughter, Daphne, she is 6 right now, and about halfway through the book, she says, with a very shocked face, she says, Mom, is this about our granddaddy, Joe? And that was just kind of the catalyst I needed almost to say, okay, this is a good book because it's not just about Granddaddy Joe, but it's about music. It's about impact. So they have really been enjoying it. And of course, given the timing, you know, we wanted to announce it after Christmas to give the family a chance on Christmas Day to experience the book before everybody else had the chance to. So the kids had to keep it a secret, and that was really hard.
I can imagine. So also we want to note that a portion of the proceeds from the sale of this book through this month will be donated to the Milford Community Band. Do you want to tell us more about that?
Yes. Part of the issue there is with COVID. You know, with COVID, performers of all kinds, not just the community band, but the school bands, the average band that might play at Easy Speak on a Friday night or wherever they go, they haven't been able to do that nearly as much. So their donations are down. Their funds of all kinds are down. They're just not able to bring in the money that they need to continue operating. And so the hope is that we will be able to work together as a community to support this book and support the community band so that they can continue on for years to come. And I'd like to also mention that the community band provides scholarships to local youth, local students in the Milford District, and those scholarships go towards private music lessons. So not only are they supporting themselves, but they're reaching out to the community, knowing that, you know, to be able to play later on in life, you really need a good foundation. And that is helped by our students learning music in middle school and high school.
All right, so besides The Music Man, Our Rootin' Tootin' Hero, written by Jen Antonick, you've also released another book, and I hope I get this right. It's called Boops and Goobs?
Yes, Boops and Goobs Find a Home. I know that's really hard to say. So we have these two cats. Everybody who knows me and my family, they know we have a heart for pets, and sometimes there's a few too many running around our house, but two of them are Boops and Goobs, and their real names are Garfield and Orange Slice, but of course Garfield was already taken, so we had to outsource a little bit and find a new nickname.
Boops and Goobs, I like it.
Yes, Boops and Goobs Find a Home. It's about how our two wonderful orange cats found their way to our house, and we'll say it's mostly maybe 95% accurate. but the idea was to start a series on these two orange cats. And if you have an orange cat at home, you know, they just love shenanigans. And so our cats are constantly up to no good in our house. And so we just thought it was a funny, really great way to tell a story to kids. You know, my husband said about halfway through the pandemic, he said, well, what are you going to do? What are you going to write about? I said, I don't really know. He said, well, why don't you write about the orange cats? I said, okay, let's do it.
The husband had a good idea there. We're talking to Jennifer Antonick. She's a local author who has two new books out. One, The Music Man, Our Rootin' Tootin' Hero. The other, as you just heard, Boops and Goobs Find a Home. Jen, where can we find the two books?
So you can go online and go straight to my website, jenniferantonick.com, or you can search my name up on Amazon. And the books will come right up.
Anything else I'm not asking about either book that you want the general public to know about before we read them?
Well, I hope you guys really enjoy them, first and foremost. And I really thank you and the community for all of your support as I jump ship into the world of children's books. And just know that there's going to be more in the future. I've got about 50 books in my mind. You know, a journalist is always working on a book. And then last night, another one came to me. So I proudly announced I've got 51.
Oh, my gosh. 51 books in my head. do you want to give us a preview of maybe your next one? Do we want to let the cat out of the bag?
We can let the cat out of the bag, sure. I would love to write a book, and it's already started, about the food boxes that come out of the school districts. You know how, you know, when the pandemic hit, they started supporting the kids with meal boxes. So the new book is going to be about that, where the boxes of food come from, and the children will go on an adventure imagining what could possibly be in this box. And the end of the story will be a big thank you to the cafeteria workers and the school district workers and the farmers, of course, as a nod to my current job.
Jen, I think that's a fantastic new book, and you heard it here first on Delaware Public Media. I appreciate you taking time to talk to me today.